Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to all of my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord. I hope and pray that you're doing well as you tuned in to this broadcast, this Wednesday night word of exhortation. The theme for today is God has spoken, be of good cheer, be of good cheer. Today's short exposition is based on Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. And Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25 says this, an anxious heart weighs down a man, but a kind word cheers him up. An anxious heart weighs down a man, but a kind word cheers him up. Father, we ask you to bless this word. Use it, Lord, to cause us to believe you, despite of what we see, despite of what we're confronting, despite of what is marshaled against us. We are going to receive this word of exhortation. If you have spoken, we will be of good cheer, despite of. Bless this word. Use it to activate our faith, to activate our trust in thee, to jumpstart, if you will, our weak spiritual battery, to give us that booster that we need to go on another day. Bless us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you would bless us. Amen, amen, and amen. This proverb by Solomon is a two-parter. First of all, we read in the first part of the text that anxiety weighs a man's heart down. It really does. Anxiety here in the Hebrew literally means, or the word anxious, it says an anxious heart weighs down a man. What it really means in the Hebrew, literally, it means fear. You just got a letter, you just got a phone call, you just got some kind of notification, and it wasn't pleasant. And what did it do? It's weighing your heart down. It's weighing your heart down. as most news of this nature does. We're only human. We're only human. And then Solomon says, but a kind word, or dabar tov, simply means a word of encouragement, a word of kindness, or a word of insight. And this, as Solomon here is revealing, is from another human being. So once again, let's read it. An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word, and we can put there within parentheses, a kind word from another human being cheers him up. I take it a step further. If I was to put there, can you imagine if we were to receive a word from God? If a kind word from another human being seems to revive us, seems to cheer us up, what would a word spoken by God do? Oh, it should take us to greater levels of cheerfulness. Greater levels. For example, here's a word of encouragement for you, my brothers and sisters, that come to us from the Lord. He says, your hearts must not be troubled. That's Jesus in John 14:1. He says, your hearts must not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. He puts it bluntly. If you're my child, if you're my follower, if you're my disciple, if you're one of mine, and he says, those whom the Father has put in my hands, those whom the Father can what? No man can what? Pluck them out. So Jesus says, your heart must not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. John 14:1. But please note what the Lord says in Isaiah 43, verses 2 and 3. Isaiah 43, verses 2 and 3. This should bring cheer to our hearts and a smile to our faces. The Lord says, I will be with you when you pass through the waters. When you walk through the fire, the flame will not burn you. For I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, am your what? Savior. Let's read that again. Isaiah 43, 2 and 3. I will be with you when you pass through the waters. And when you walk through the fire, the flame will not burn you. For I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, am your what? Savior. It makes no difference what the nature of the trial is. He says, I will be with you. I am your Savior. Nothing will take your life away. I'm your Savior. The waters will not sweep you away, will not carry you off, and the fire will not consume you. I will be with you in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the flood, in the midst of whatever comes. I will be with you. I am your Savior. Therefore, be what? Be of good cheer. Then in Matthew 6:25, Jesus says this. Don't worry about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, or what about your body and what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Jesus says, don't worry. To worry about food and clothing and shelter and where you're going to live, all of that is taken care of by God. Don't worry. Why are you worrying over the necessities of life? when your Heavenly Father has pledged that if you seek first the kingdom of God, if you just go about His business, if you just make up your mind and serve Him, all things necessary to life will be what? Added unto you. That's what He said. So now, what's weighing your heart down? What is vexing your spirit? What has you depressed? What has you not wanting to get out of bed? What has you saying, woe is me? What has you saying, here we go again? What has you saying, I give up? If God has spoken and He has said, be anxious for nothing, then be of good cheer. If Jesus has said, don't worry about life, what you will eat and what you shall drink and what you shall wear, stop worrying about where your groceries are going to come from. But you don't understand, Radio Shepherd. I'm chronically unemployed. Oh, I understand perfectly. I understand perfectly because for 30-somewhat years, I have lived a life of total dependence upon God. I understand completely. Oh, I can identify. I can identify when you look at the cupboards and they're bare. And in 2 hours, you have to make lunch for your children. And there's nothing there. I can identify. But I can also tell you that before the 2 hours were up, God delivered on time. What did David say? I was once young and now I'm old. So in other words, he says, I have some experience. I've been around the block. And this is what he says. This is what my experience being a child of God has shown me over the years. I was once young, now I'm old. And this is what he says. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So why are you worried? This is a word of encouragement for you. If God has spoken in His word, then be of good cheer. If Jesus tells you, your heart must not be troubled, why is your heart troubled? Why are you letting fear grip your heart? If the Savior, think about this. Think about the disciples. On two occasions, the disciples are caught in two separate storms. And on both occasions, once Jesus is inside the ship, the other time the storm arose, Jesus was praying on some mountain. And on both times, He appeared to His disciples. He said, be of good cheer. And then what did He do? He rebuked the storm. He calmed the storm. Why are you worried? Lord, we perish. You're in the boat. The boat's taking water. And you're crying, Lord, we perish. You're not going to perish. You're not supposed to die that day. Lord, I'll never make it out of this trial, this tribulation. Stop saying that. God has an assignment for you to do. Let not your heart be troubled. The one you serve says first to you, His disciple, He says, be of good cheer. And then He directs His voice towards the storm and He says, be calm. Stop acting up. Behave yourself. And the storm disappears. That's your Savior. So no matter what arises in your life, you have to be of good cheer. Look, Solomon said this. He says, it works when humans speak to humans. He says in Proverbs 12:25, he says, an anxious heart weighs down a man, a normal man, right? Fear weighs down the heart of a normal man. But a kind word, who's delivering the kind word? Well, it could be a relative is delivering the kind word, or a neighbor is delivering the kind word, or so a kind word cheers him up. Now, if a kind word from a mere human can cheer you up, how much more can the word of the Lord cheer you up? Cheer you up. So the Lord says in Isaiah 43, 2 and 3, I will be with you when you pass through what? The waters. Oh, it's great to know. You may think you're by yourself. You may think that you're the only one wet. But God is in the waters right with you, right there. I will be with you when you're in the waters. And he says in Isaiah 42, he says, and when you walk through the fire, the flame will not burn you. Doesn't it remind you of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? For I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, am your Savior. See, he's committed to saving you. Cheer. You smell a little like smoke? You smell like smoke? Be of good cheer. One thing is to smell smoky. Another thing is to be consumed. And perhaps the Lord will let you smell a little smoky so that you can realize that the experience was real, that you didn't have a dream. This was not a dream. I really was going through something. I could smell it on my clothes. And perhaps the Lord allows you to get a smell a little smoky and allows you to still, you take a shower, and when you come out, you still smell the smoke in your hair. That's good. Because it reminds you, lets you know it wasn't a dream. It wasn't a fantasy. It wasn't a nightmare that you were having, that you were really going through the storm. But then as you look at your body and as you look at your clothes, they're not burned. You're not consumed. And that's the part where God shows himself to be our Savior. So you got some bad news. Give it to God. If God has spoken these things in Scripture, be of good cheer. Look what the Lord says. Consider, if you will, Job 36. Look at Job 36, verse 11. This is what the Word of God says. If they obey and serve God, if they obey and serve God, they shall spend their days in what? Prosperity. And their years in what else? Pleasure. See, just obey God and serve him, and you'll ride out all the storms. But just obey him. Obey his word. Obey his word and serve him. And that doesn't mean you're not going to go through storms. Wasn't Peter thrown into prison? Wasn't Peter put in shackles? Wasn't Peter put under heavy guard? Yes, but did not God send an angel to deliver his manservant? How many times was Paul shipwrecked? He says, 3 times I was shipwrecked. And he wrote that in 2 Corinthians. He wrote that 3 times already in 2 Corinthians. By 2 Corinthians, he had already gone through 3 shipwrecks. And then when we read the final chapters of the book of Acts, we know that he went through a 4th shipwreck, and that was on his way to Rome. But in all of those shipwrecks, with those shark-infested waters, the Lord was with St. Paul. So are you in the water? Can you taste the salt water? Can you see the shark fins all around you? What does the Lord say? When you're going through the waters, I shall be with you. Are you in the lion's den? Are you in the lion's den? Be of good cheer. You'll come out just like Daniel did. Be of good cheer. All you have to do is what it says in Job 36:11. If you obey God and serve him, God will ensure that you spend your days in what? In prosperity and your years in pleasure. He prospers the believer. We're not talking money. That's not what we're talking about, even though that too is included. Now, here's another scripture, Romans 8:28. Here's another word God has spoken that ought to bring cheer to you. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Are you in God's plan? Then don't fret. All things work together for good. But I'm going through, Radio Shepherd. You don't understand. No, I understand clearly. You can't tell me that you've been through more stuff than I've been through. I've been through a lot of things. All because I keep sticking out my neck for God. And every time I keep sticking out my neck for God, and they should cut it off, I still got my neck attached to my head and my torso. I can tell you some things about serving God. And I know you even see the executioner sharpening the sword. I've seen my executioner sharpening the sword, waiting for divine permission to lop off my head. And yet God always comes through. Because the word says what? And we know that all things work together for good. Do you know that? Then if you know that, you won't be depressed. Knowing God's word, knowing it and believing it and trusting in it will cause you to be of good cheer. And then here's the final scripture that I have for you today. Another word from the Lord. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your life be without greed, and be content with the such things as you have. For the Lord said, now look what the author of Hebrews recommends. Let your life be without greed. In other words, don't let greed come into your heart. Don't let that spirit that causes you to want to keep up with the Joneses, don't let that creep into your heart. Paul says, or the author of Hebrews says, let your life be without greed. Be content with such things as you have. For the Lord has spoken, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. My brothers and sisters, if God has spoken, why are you crying? Why are you losing sleep? Why are you so vexed? Why is it that you can't roll out of bed? I'll end my little exposition with this quaint little story. One time, Martin Luther's wife, Katie, the former Roman Catholic nun, got dressed to go to a funeral. And Martin Luther, who was going through a serious stage of depression. He was very, very depressed. And, guys get depressed. They don't shave. They don't bathe. They stay in their pajamas for 2 weeks. Nothing interests them. They don't eat. So Martin Luther, the great reformer, the great man of God, was going through a major, major, major period of depression. And he sees his wife getting dressed. She's all in black. And he says, where are you going, my sweetie, my Katie? Where are you going? And she says, I'm going to a funeral, Martin. And he says, well, who died? Who died? And she said, Martin, God died, turned around, and he looked at her, and he pointed his finger at her like the great reformer that he is, and he says, "Woman, that's blasphemy." And she says, "Well, the way you're acting, the way you've been moping around the house, the way you've been staying in your pajamas, the way you haven't shaved, the way that you don't want to get out of bed, the way that you've been, woe is me. That must mean, Martin, that the God that you talk about, that mighty fortress is our God, it must mean he's dead by the way you're acting. Because no man who calls God a mighty fortress is going to mope around the house." And that really got him out of his depression. "He that getteth a wife getteth a good thing," the Bible says. And Martin got himself a good wife, because there were some cases where she could outpreach him. And you see, if God has spoken, my brothers and sisters, why are you moping around the house? Why are you depressed? Why? If anxiety weighs your heart down and somebody comes by, some human being comes by and gives you a word of encouragement and that cheers you up, why is it that the word of God, spoken by it of God, recorded without error, why is it that this infallible word can't cheer you up? Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God has spoken great things over the lives of his children. He will not go back on his word. God is not a man that he should lie. He has spoken wonderful things over our lives. Thus, we shall be of good cheer. That does it for today, my brothers. My brothers and sisters, I hope that this word of encouragement has so encouraged you to come out of your stupor, to come out of your depression. We close with the remaining part of the beautiful song sung in a cappella, "Gentle Shepherd." Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for the Thursday night Bible study. God bless you.
Our ears are bombarded by beckoning voices and our world is polluted with sound. Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quick-claim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children, oh Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tightrope of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you in all things, gentle shepherd. Help us find the way.